Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk with him on Friday mornings about business news. The Amgen Tour of California starts this weekend in Sacramento, bringing hundreds of cyclists, thousands of spectators, and a nice boost to Sacramento's economy.
How much is a little hard to tell. A certain amount of voodoo economics is necessary to really answer that question. No one can say with any precision what additional spending you can attribute to an event like this. But, you know, really, there's no question it's a big deal for restaurants and hotels. The Convention Bureau put the economic benefit to the region at $8.4 million. You know, this year the tour has added a women's race, so that'll obviously drive a lot more business. You've got, you know, the riders, you've got their entourage, and those people have been filling hotel rooms this week. And then you've got the spectators from all over.
So more people eating out and staying at hotels, but how big of a deal are hotels and restaurants for Sacramento? I mean, is that a significant part of the city's economy or just a drop in the bucket?
About 10% of the workforce is leisure and hospitality, about 88,000 people in the capital region. That's a significant number. And just this week, a local economic research group projected that those jobs could grow faster than just about any other sector over the next year, you know, as much as 7% year over year. We've talked before about, you know, the importance of sporting events to the Sacramento economy, and Amgen is certainly a big part of that.
This week, the California Hospital Association and a big labor union, who are typically at each other's throats, announced an agreement to work together on Medi-Cal funding. Now, this is a federal issue, though, right?
Yeah, this whole thing is a little puzzling. The deal is sort of shrouded in secrecy, so we don't know a lot. It's an agreement that settles for now a long-running battle between the SEIU and the California Hospital Association. And SEIU is planning a pair of ballot initiatives that the hospitals hated. These are initiatives that would have limited some hospital CEO pay and prices that hospitals charge. So it's not clear, though, what the union got in return. Their goal in the past was help organizing hospital workers, but neither side is talking about what the deal does for them on that. They've agreed to work together on increasing Medi-Cal funding, but as you say, that's really a federal program, so it's not clear what they could do to move the needle on that.
We had some high-speed rail news this week. The California High-Speed Rail Authority Board voted to approve the train's route from Fresno to Bakersfield. When will construction start on that?
In theory, next year. But there are a lot of questions. The recent court decisions we've talked about before have hobbled the agency that's building this train. And without, you know, additional funding, they aren't going to have as much money as they've budgeted, $4 billion, to start construction in 2015. So that will depend on budget negotiations this year, state budget negotiations, and it's going to be a tough fight. There's a lot of opposition and some waning enthusiasm even among former backers. The business community really is divided on this. Those who would benefit from the big construction contracts tend to be in favor, but others, like farmers whose land could be affected, tend to be against it.
SMUD, that's the Sacramento Municipal Utility District, has kind of a fascinating project in the works. They want to generate power by pumping water uphill. Now, how would that work?
This is my favorite story of the week. I just think it's fascinating. This proposal has been around for years, but it's sort of reached an important milestone with the start of engineering studies. If the utility goes ahead, this would be like a $800 million project in El Dorado County. It's not the first time. It's been done elsewhere in the world, a couple times in California. There's one near Fresno, one in Southern California. It basically involves pumping water through a tunnel from a lower reservoir to a higher reservoir, and that would happen at night when power is abundant. And then the water would flow downhill, allowing the plant to generate electricity, allowing the plant to recover like 80% of the energy they put into pumping the water uphill. But they would get it at a time when there's more need for power. So SMUD thinks this would be a better way to meet peak demand than building new gas-fired power plants, which is the traditional way. The earliest this work could begin is 2018, but this is definitely a project worth watching.
Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.